Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in the times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path. You stay faithful to the Lord forevermore. And that you're helpful to many people and you're very generous along your journey forever as well. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the afternoon, the evening, and the night. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Amen. Let's always just thank him for his word, his grace, his mercy, his favor, his love, his only begotten son died for our sins. Amen. Have to stay appreciative of things. Even when things don't look too good right now, even things look a little crazy, you always have to trust in the Lord. You always have to have your hope in him. That's where the true hope is. Amen. Blessed the person whose hope is in the Lord. Blessed the person whose trust is in the Lord. All right. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Never forget that. Okay. Most definitely, y'all. Thank you, everybody, for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. And let's always encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always uplift each other in Christ forevermore. Amen. Let us always have that unity, harmony, peace, love, you know, just everything, man. We got to stay together. We're already scattered off four corners of the earth. So let us all be on one accord and one agreement, you know, with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And let's always just stay in the Word forevermore and be doers of the Word as well. Amen. Yes, yes, stay strong, people. Less complaining, more praising. All right, trust in the Lord and keep that faith, people. Keep fighting a good fight of faith. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Most definitely, if you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Let us sing a new song, call on his name, cry out to him, rejoice, worship in truth and spirit, serve him with gladness and joy. Just worship him, sing a new song, play an instrument, clap your hands, dance, stomp your feet, however you do it. Amen. Just do it with all your might to the Lord. Amen. Yes, yes. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Rejoice, always rejoice. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, and soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless. All right. He's going to also judge the nations with iron. All right. So let us stay ready so we don't have to get ready. All right. Always stay ready. Keep your lamps and your oils. Okay. Yes, yes. Let us know the Lord better. Let's be more closer and draw near to him. He'll draw near to us. Okay. Yes. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, such as the commandments. Let's just obey and respect all of his word and everything of him. Amen. Let's always fear the Lord forevermore and keep doing his will. Let's always handle it day by day, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. I hope that you all had a blessed week, blessed weekend, blessed Sabbath, blessed feast, all of that, amen. That time of the year, so great. Good vibes to all of you out here, okay? Good, 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 all right? Yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to do Jen DeLeon's church note, all right? And then from there, we'll close out with the priestly blessing. We'll close out with a prayer. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. All right, y'all, so here we go. The title of this church note is Worship in the Wilderness. This is a great message on the importance of prioritizing your relationship with the Father and how He has so much waiting for you. Worship in the Wilderness. Let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 9 through 14. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping them by the sea beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The enemies you see today, you will see them no more. Everything that starts out a blessing doesn't end up a blessing. There is an expiration date on trouble. There's a date you come in and a date you come out. Anytime you contort who you are to what other people want, there comes a point where you become unfamiliar with who you are. You shifted everything about yourself because of what someone demanded of you. And when they leave, you're left. They changed. They died. You're asking, who am I outside of what you needed me to be? Even if you're not moving forward, you ought to give yourself a hand clap that you're not going backwards. You will never find you without him. Too much of our energy is spent trying to reconcile with men. I ask God to deliver myself from this bondage, and when God sends a deliverer, I am fighting him tooth and nail. You got one foot in Egypt, the familiar, and you got one foot on the promises of God. And the moment you run into trouble, you revert back to the familiar, even when it's not effective. Reverse engineering your prayer because of your pain. You reverse engineer your pain because of how much it costs you to get your promise. Wherever you've taken sides, you've already lost 50%. Why take sides when you can take over? Quit trying to break up your daughter with your husband. If she's not in danger, if her life is not threatened, if she's not in fear of her life, you shouldn't be talking about he ain't nothing. Where are your husbands? We act like we are masterful at things we are not masterful at. Everyone wants you to be where they are so they can be comfortable. Some of us are so busy trying to perfect ourselves that we didn't propel ourselves. If you open your mouth, people will come to Jesus. God will remove anything and anyone that is standing between us and him. If you start crying out to God, I don't care who your oppressor is, God will defeat your oppressor when you want to be connected with God. Power corrupts. Real power never has to explain itself. Real power just is. One thing affects another thing. God is about to give you back pay. He's about to give you double for your trouble. All that stuff you did for people and they never paid you back. Every time you helped somebody and they forgot you. Every time you delivered somebody and encouraged somebody and they stuck a knife in your back. Every time they borrowed money and never paid it back. You may not get it back from them, but God will send it from somewhere. God is going to make sure you get it back because God is a just God. God is not going to let me work that hard for you and not bless me somewhere. God is going to bless me. He will always bless me. You've been through a weeping, waiting, and working season, but now you're coming into an eating season. Praise him for justice. If you didn't get it in your first relationship, you're going to get it in your next relationship. If you didn't get it in your first job, you will get it in your next job. God has a table prepared for you. He didn't wait until you sat down to set the table. He set the table before you even sat down. God's got something for me. Anytime people hate you, it's because they're scared of you. Anyone who is afflicting you is afraid of you. Haven't you noticed the more they afflicted you, the more you grew? They meant it for evil, but God made it for good. There's going to be a shift, and you have to put yourself in a position where you can consume what he has. Just because you ran into trouble in front of you, you want to go back to what God just brought you out of. God wants to be the one you consult with before you make your next move. Be hungry for him. Don't you hear your life sending the signals that something is missing? Amen. All right. That is a church note from Jen DeLeon. All right. Now, what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna the highest, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish. The last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the lie of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower, most definitely the sustainer, the sufficient one, yes, Elohim, yes, sir. Yes, yes, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. Yes, yes, the God of heaven and earth. Yes, he is Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, the consuming fire, Ahai Yeshai, Yehoshua, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, yes, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh, the consuming fire. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Most definitely with God, all things are possible. Faith pleases him. Okay. Trust in the Lord, people. Most definitely he will do it. Yes, sir. That outstretched arm, that mighty hand, the finger of God is powerful. Most definitely he is powerful. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. With God, all things are possible, people. Yes, he most likely will do it for you. Amen. Awesome God we serve. We're in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are all together, one accord, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and the life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Call on him. He is the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehoshua, Yahusha, Yeshua, the word of the consuming fire. Most definitely, the Father's word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword, just the book of Hebrews say, amen. We touch and agree, y'all, most definitely. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word is forever, amen. It is forever, y'all, most definitely. His son is very excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Only his blood could do that, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. God, be more thankful. Amen. The Messiah is awesome. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the name and the power and the authority, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new beginnings, fresh start, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new strength, renewed strength. Amen. New scenery, new choices, new habits, new routines, new life, new destinations, new changes, new decisions, new attitude, new heart, new everything, heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, healing, deliverance, restoration, baptism. I speak those things over your life. Yes, yes. Double portion blessings. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and just start your life over for the Most High and that things get better for you and change as well. Amen. Yes. Let us close out with this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. Praying for you all. Peace.